Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa is looking to spend some 60 billion rand on a nuclear power program. That's according to Electricity Minister Hosientjo Ramakgopa, interviewed by Business Times. He'd be working to reset the country's nuclear program, with power generation through nuclear now a stated government policy. South Africa was looking for global experts on nuclear energy, said Ramakgopa, to assist with the scale and affordability of the technology. He added there was never a question about the use of nuclear, but rather the credibility of the procurement process. A successful bid, he said, would come from one of five countries, the US, France, South Korea, China, or Russia. He also confirmed that the money would never come from the public fiscus, but offered an example of China seeking raw materials for nuclear fuel enrichment, and South Africa has excellent reserves of uranium. And in case you missed it, over what for many was a long weekend, the price of petrol will fall on Wednesday by 22 cents a litre, diesel will drop by 41 to 42 cents a litre, illuminating paraffin will fall by 31 cents. And provided the rand stays more or less where it is against the dollar, more could be on the way. The world's biggest producer of oil, Saudi Arabia, is threatening to increase the supply of oil even further. That's in a bid to rein in overproducing members of the OPEC Plus group like Kazakhstan and Iraq. World oil prices are hovering at a four-year low, and in fact, Brent crude oil this morning is down again, now just over $59 a barrel. On Friday evening, the JSE ended the shortened week with the all-share up 0.8%, the top 40 up 0.6%. London's FTSE up 1.2%, and in New York, the main indices continued pushing back to levels last seen ahead of Donald Trump's tariff announcements. The Dow is up 1.4%, the S&P 500 up 1.5%, and the Nasdaq the same. No Tokyo or Hong Kong this morning, both closed for holidays. Sydney down 0.8%. The US dollar sits at 1.13 to the euro. The rand a little firmer, 18.37 to the dollar, 20.82 to the euro, 24.41 to sterling. Gold at 3,256, platinum 965, Bitcoin just over 94,300. And finally, at the ripe old age of 94, Warren Buffett has announced his retirement from Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett is considered by many to be simply the greatest investor of all time. He's led the sprawling conglomerate for the last 60 years. His personal net worth, a staggering $168 billion. And had you invested just $1 in Berkshire Hathaway right at the beginning, that $1 would now be worth $5.5 million. Not a bad return.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.